yearly total since January 1st is 1,458, which is 73 below normal.
From 2 Tango Mobile.
So early, Mr. Rustoleum.
Our church works at the food bank today, and it's our Saturday, and we open up at 8, so I've got to be there at 7:30 to help set up.
I see. Did you have your convention yet? I don't think so, but it's over here.
No, that's the second weekend in November.
Convention hall there type deal, or what's the story with that place?
Well, Blue Ridge Community College has a center that is a big conference center and will hold up to 1,200 people if they put all the chairs up and everything, but we're not going to set up for but about 600, so that's what it's looking like right now. You know, they've got plenty of room over there.
Like a convention hall, do they have that over here at the Cascades?
Oh, not at the Cascades, no. No, that's not at the Cascades. That's just our headquarters hotel. That's where most everybody's staying. But the event is being held over at the Blue Ridge Community College.
So just out of, and you're expecting like 600 people, is that what you said?
Oh, yeah, but they're staying in different hotels all around. So, and a lot of them are coming up the day of the event, the day they're competing, and then they're going home.
All right, so the convention center or whatever you're using for your actual get-together is at Blue Ridge. I'm not being nosy, just curious, how much did that cost?
3 days we've got it, $2,400. It'll hold up to whatever I want. I'm only having them set up for 600. It'll hold up to 1,200 people, 1,000 people. They've got enough seats that they can set up for 1,000 people if they need to. We're not asking for that many, but we've got their whole center that they do this in, the big hall. That's what this for.
Outdoor.
Indoor.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, they've got a lot of room over there, and they can subdivide this big auditorium into three sections if need be. And we're gonna have it just one big room with one corner set up for where we're having a dinner on Friday night, which will be taken down, and then tables be left set along around because we will have a food wagon out there on Saturday.
I was just curious. I'll talk to you off air. That's why I was wondering, but just curious.
That's not a big deal. I mean, we're a nonprofit organization. Of course, we're subject to all kinds of people looking at us. So it doesn't make any difference, and it's not that big a deal. But that's the price for a nonprofit organization. For profit groups, it's a little bit higher.
What I'm thinking or speaking of is a nonprofit, but that isn't exactly what we are looking for. We're looking for some place that's got a nice big convention center in the hotel type deal.
The college over there is near. They don't have much in the way of, they don't have any on-campus students, so we're not fighting with parking for students. Classes on Saturday morning are only for a little while, and they don't have that many on Saturday. Most of their classes are Monday through Friday, so we're not going to be competing with people for parking and everything else. And they've got places for about 400 cars to park over there at the college itself.
I think that'll work out good for you. I've been there before when my daughter graduated college. Her first graduation was there. And then she went on to do some other stuff. But anyway, I was just wondering, curious. Got something in the works here maybe next year, but we'll have to see. I'm pulling into Home Depot. Got to get some Roundup, and I'll catch you later. Have a good morning at the food bank.
All right. Call me later, and, later this afternoon, and I can give you more information and who to contact over there and who handles all of their events. So I've got name and phone number and all that stuff. Anyway, talk to you later. ND7J, W2T Mobile.
All right, Rusty, I'll give you a call. That's not going to work for what I've got going on, but I'll give you a call later on this afternoon. Have a good one. ND7J clear into Home Depot. Okay, mobiling again.